how do you get this information? And so there is a, like I said, there is an enormous amount of potentially relevant and potentially discoverable information available in litigation. But how do you actually get it? And you know, we have a specific rule in Texas, 196.4, that covers electronically stored evidence. And then I think the NRA Weekly Homes provides a good roadmap, which is a Texas Supreme Court case, maybe from 10 years ago now, that basically lays out what you have to do to get it. So I want to try to help folks think about how they approach discovery of these things, because all of this stuff, if you do it right at the outset, it makes your case a whole lot easier and productive in terms of getting evidence that's really useful. The first part is you need to be specific. You need to try to actually identify what it is that you need. And far too often, counsel craft these extremely broad requests for production, seeking, you know, anything that might be relevant to any aspect of the case. And my experience is those types of requests are going to be objected to, and you're not going to win if you file a motion to compel. However, if you have a specific need and be thinking about how you're going to tell the court that you need this specific evidence in order to prove your case, and you can articulate what it is you need specifically, you'll have a much better chance to get it. And I'll explain why as we go through this. The other important thing is to explain or just to lay out how you want that information. You know, and generally speaking, you want native, you want your files and your data produced in native format. And we could have a whole CLE about why that's the case, but just trust me, you want native. The other side has to give you this information. And to be clear, all information, whether it's deleted but recoverable, whether it's on an Apple Watch, in your car, or any place, is discoverable. It is subject to discovery. That doesn't mean you're going to get it, but you can ask for it. Anything that exists, you're entitled to ask for. If it's reasonably available to your opponent in the ordinary course of business, they're supposed to give it to you. However, if they think it's not, they can say, hey, this is unduly burdensome. It's not reasonably available. If they object and you call them to the mat at a hearing, it's going to be their burden to show it's not reasonably available due to undue burden or cost. And then the court's going to basically engage in this balancing of the benefits of what you're seeking versus the burden. You know, in this week, the NRA Weekly Homes case is an interesting example of how this played out. You know, in that case, there was a rather broad discovery request was made. Only a few emails were produced. I mean, I think less than 10 is my memory. And the other side was like, this is crazy. There got to be more emails, which is what we would all think. And so they went to court, filed a motion, said, judge, this is a big transaction. There's got to be more emails than this. You know, order them to provide me with their computers so I can have my expert, my digital forensics expert, go through those computers and find the relevant emails. And the trial court ordered that to take place, and actually ordered it to take place pursuant to a protocol with some restrictions to try to protect the discovery of irrelevant information that was on that computer. But there was, other than just the kind of statement, that the conclusory statement that there have to be other emails on the computer besides these 10, there was no evidence put on that was in fact the case. There was no evidence put on about the qualifications of the company or the expert that was going to do the recovery of the emails. And basically, at the end of the day, the Supreme Court said, you know, there's just, we can't tell. There's no way to tell if the benefits of this forensics examination is going to outweigh the burden. And they found it was pretty burdensome and intrusive to allow somebody to just, you know, image all of the data on a computer. Now, and so you will find if you get in a situation where you're asking for a forensic review of your opponent's computers or, you know, their client's computers, you are undoubtedly going to be facing an opposition based on In Re Weekly Holmes. And there's some very strong language in that opinion that makes it clear the Supreme Court thinks that trial courts should be hesitant and limited in ordering those things. And so a lot of my experience with a lot of lawyers is that they rely on In Re Weekly Holmes as sort of a force field against any kind of forensic